Some things in this world don't have no place in the light. Dark, cold, alone, evil everywhere. You've come to the right place to meet your worst nightmares. Just call me Harlow.
Season 1, Episode 2. Virgil, the Meeting, and the Last Party. West Virginia backwoods, October 31st, 1919. Samhain, Halloween. In a dimly lit, sunlit room, the air was thick with tension. A small group of people sat around a wooden table, their faces etched with fear and suspicion. The room was sparsely furnished, a stark contrast to the heavy atmosphere that hung over them. They spoke in hushed tones, their voices carrying the weight of serious deliberation. Elijah, wide-eyed and nervous, shifted uncomfortably in his seat. I don't know about all this. I just don't... Samuel, agitated, cut him off.
What don't you know? You seen it! I seen it! We's all seen it!
Mamie, her voice shrill with panic, added,
Witch! They's all witches! They's all been had with the pox, and they's brought the devil right to our door! Our door! We seen it, and they's just ain't paying no mind!
At the head of the table sat Reverend Virgil Greer, his face a mask of internal conflict. He was trying to reconcile his loyalty to his family with his duty to his faith. His brother, Reverend Harlow Greer, was at the center of the controversy, and Virgil's heart was heavy with the weight of their decision.
What about if and you're wrong? If and you're all wrong? What if...
Virgil's steady voice tried to inject reason into the heated discussion. Mamie looked at him incredulously.
Reverend, we ain't wrong. We all been a-seeing it for how long now? Since the devil got in Miss Ellie and took her. The devil. He come and took his witch home.
Everyone in the room, besides Virgil, muttered a solemn hallelujah in solidarity. Samuel nodded vigorously.
I never did trust all that neither. Them a-saying how she's all sick with the TB. Quarantine.
Cora corrected him sharply.
Quarantine. Keeping her way from all us's eyes. They brought it on theirselves. Letting that girl run amok all the time. That Missy girl. Letting her do and all that dress up like demons from hell's fire for play. Playing with fire. Hell fire. She's one too.
Virgil leaned in, his voice tense.
What if and they's just had a run of bad luck? What if... What?
Mamie slammed her hands on the table, half standing as she shouted.
Witches! Reverend, witches! You know the Lord's book better than any of us, and we knows it. Isaiah 47. The book says it right there. It says... They's been a-laying with the devil, and it's come back. Says that evil will come upon thee, that... The loss of children and widowhood will come because of the multitudes of sorceries. Sorceries! Witches!
Cora was animated, her gestures wild. Harlow's a widower because of him letting Miss Ellie and the girl dabble in the devil's craft. And now then them a-trying to get our young'uns over in it too?
No siree. No.
Virgil tried to calm the storm brewing in the room.
Now.
Samuel, slightly condescending, challenged Virgil's reluctance.
Now what, Reverend? You know he's done went dark since his wife. Well, was took. She want no good. He's ain't no good. No, sir. Girl's no good. Girl's a witch.
Elijah nodded, looking down at the table.
Girl's got to go.
The whole group nodded and mumbled their agreement. Samuel spoke again, his voice resolute.
They both gotta go, and go now.
Virgil's face twisted with anguish.
Well, I ain't killing my own brother, and none use her neither. Girl's got her mama in her so well. Well.
Quiet fell on the room. After a few moments, Elijah interrupted, his voice final.
It's settled, then.
The group agreed again, and the room fell into a heavy silence that seemed to stretch on forever. Virgil bowed his head into his hands, a long pause before he softly spoke again.
So, it must be done according to the word. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
The last party. Later that evening, in a small cabin nestled in the West Virginia backwoods, Missy was bustling with excitement. She looked up at her father, Harlow, her eyes bright with anticipation.
Daddy, you think anybody's coming to the party tonight? I hope so, but I don't know why.
Harlow forced a smile, trying to reassure his daughter.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about all that, girlie. People are gonna do what they wanna do, but at least you're trying.
Missy's smile faltered.
I know, but since Mama, why don't nobody come around no more? Sunday meeting and everything? They act all nice in church to our face, but I don't know. Something's not right. Like their hearts ain't in it.
Harlow sighed, feeling the weight of his daughter's words.
Oh, Missy, you know how people are. Since your Mama passed, some people just don't know how to act.
Do they think we might have got the TB too? They scared we got something bad might rub off on them? I just wish they would. Missy's voice trailed off, her eyes downcast.
I don't rightly know, girl. I admit, we do get treated like a dusty bill collector come knocking, but this shall pass.
Harlow forced another smile, trying to lift his daughter's spirits.
Me and your Uncle Virgil just keeping the faith best we can. Times is tough for everybody. I know you miss your Mama. Lord knows I do too. But we got to keep the faith and take care of each other. We's all we got in this world, and sure as sunshine, I see your Mama in your eyes every time I look at you.
Missy smiled wistfully, looking down.
Daddy, go on now. I'm heading out in the field for a bit, and when I get back, I want you to have a real humdinger of a Halloween party going. That what they call in this? Holler, holla.
Harlow's voice was gentle, but there was a hint of excitement as he tried to encourage his daughter.
I hope so, Daddy,
Missy replied, her smile returning.
When I asked some people to come, they just gave me mean looks or said no. The boys and girls got excited, though. Get to play dress up and make candy apples and play hidey-go-find. I made some masks for fun, too, look.
Missy held up an old, creepy-looking paper cash mask, then another. She had molded these from flour and torn strips of newspaper, painted with colored water.
I made some extra ones in case nobody has got one. They can have mine I made if need be.
Missy paused, looking at Harlow.
Daddy, can you bring some more apples home? I want to make sure there's plenty for everybody to eat. Everybody's gonna have fun bobbing for them and dipping them in that sugar water like candy.
Harlow smiled, seeing the joy on his daughter's face.
Of course, darling. I'll bring you the whole dang orchard full.
Missy lit up, her excitement palpable. She ran and threw a huge hug around Harlow.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Harlow looked over Missy's shoulder, a soft smile on his face.
What? You think I'd ever say no to my favorite girl? Daddy, I'm your only girl. Why, yes. Yes, you are. My girl and my whole wide world. I love you, girlie.
Harlow gave Missy one more hug and headed for the door. He stopped for a second and turned to look at her.
Prettiest girl in the whole wide world, you know. And good just like your mama. Caring for these folks and young uns, making them a Halloween party. She'd be so proud, and I know she's a-looking down at you right now, seeing how happy you are making her.
Harlow paused, his smile fading slightly.
We ain't never gonna forget this party tonight.
As Harlow exited, Missy stood in the sunlight beaming through the window, her radiant smile reflecting her excitement. But their nightmares only have begun.